You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We see Yaakov Avinu Shalom has such a great success. Baruch Hashem, he found his soulmate, not only one, four, Ben Prat Yosef, and lots of children, Ben Prat Yosef, of the Shevatim. The question that is asked, what was his secret? How did he do it? How was he successful to have such a Eshet Chayil wives, and you know, good children, tzaddik children? What was his secret?
He didn't have a secret.
I'm sorry?
What was his secret?
He didn't have a secret. Beautiful, beautiful. Chazak Baruch. We have a very interesting pasuk that is brought when Yaakov Avinu Shalom left his Abba's house. The verse informs us, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. Remember this pasuk? It says that he lifted up his foot. Vayelech Atsa b'Nechedim. What do you mean? So you want to walk, what do you do? What do you do when you walk? You lift your foot? No. But here he's informing us, you know what? Yeah, what happened? Yaakov lifted up his foot. Really? What is that supposed to mean? Yeah, he says here, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. So now here is a very powerful message and very, very important psychology tip. That here, let's say somebody invited you to occasion, and you don't want to go. No, it's not your type of people. You don't want to go. You don't want to go. So, how do you feel?
Drag.
It's like you don't want to lift up your foot. You don't want to go. Yeah. Sometimes happens. People get up in the morning, and they wonder, you know, what's going to happen today? What are we going to do today? How's it going to be today? And then they don't want to get out of bed. You know people like that?
No.
The foot becomes so heavy, you don't lift it up. Here, we see Akhbarim Shalom as age of 77. And not only that, he's a person that always sat in the tent, said, you know, I have nothing to do, you know, with outside world, I want to study my Torah. And now all of a sudden, his life changes around. He has an enemy. Where is this person coming from? His brother wants to kill him. And Abba says, go. So what do you mean? Where does he go? In the mouth of the lion, the tzaddik uncle. Now, one side, his brother is chasing after him, and he has to go to deal with Lavan Arasha, Lavan Arami. But here we see, Yaakov Avinu Shalom said, fine. I never expected such a thing. You know, what's happening here? His life suddenly turned over 180 degrees. I said, you know what? Hashem is going to help me. The success of Yaakov Avinu Shalom to be able to build such a beautiful family that he had emunah to be on Shalom. And this is the hardest in life, to be able to lift up your foot and go. So it's going to be okay. I know it's tough, it's hard, but it's going to be okay. And that's the remedy that we always have to use. We have to give ourselves the inner strength. You know, it's going to be okay. There's nothing to worry about. We have to lift up our faith and without shame to go on with the bitachon, emunah. Amen. And we see how the Yeshuat and Hastachai is going to come without shame.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.